Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show. Coming to you from the RBR Network, we're glad to have you joining us this evening. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Now, anyone can access the show going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Redford. That's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. It has to be put on, or you won't go to the right show. But anyway, you can get us live or by going to the archives, which are available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, you have to call again the number 347-838-9142 and press the 1 button on your phone, and that will let Annie, the moderator, know that you have a question. Well, tonight our special guest is Charles Rubin. He is a numerologist and dream interpreter, author of many books. You're going to really enjoy the show. It's always fun when he's on. We have the best time. It will be exciting tonight and it will be very lively. So get on early and listen in. Before I do that, though, I do want to talk about all the shows that we offer. I do have to go over the list of the shows. The Cosmic Contact Show, that's me, 6:30. This is all Central Standard Time. The Yano Center of Light, that's at 8 p.m., that's Central Standard Time, that's with Keith Blanchard. Tuesday, the I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m., Central Standard Time with Annamika, she's from Holland. After that, the Night Search Show is at 9:30, that's with Katie Middleton from Memphis. Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7, and that's hosted by Reverend Robert McMillan. And then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30, and that is hosted by James Renford Powell from Memphis, Tennessee. Jim Powell is the one that has the RBR Network, so be sure and check him out. He has a lot of good things to share on his shows. On Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. It's at 5:30 p.m., and that is with Daryl Clark from New York. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m., and that's hosted at Central Standard Time, hosted by Rhonda Harrison. She's from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m., and that's hosted by Deborah Bouvet from Boston, Massachusetts. And then Saturday, it's Soultown, the Sound of Music. And that's at 3 p.m., and that's hosted from Memphis by Reginald Jenkins, Memphis, Tennessee. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 Show, and that's at 3 p.m., and that is from Boston again. So there's the lineup. That's the list of all our shows on the RBR Network. So be sure and check us out. There's something interesting on there every day for you all, and we do have a lot of great guests on our shows. Well, this evening we are going to have a wonderful time because I have one of my favorite guests on, Charles Rubin. He's been on many times. He is very knowledgeable. It's about numerology and dream interpretation. He is a published writer, and he's going to be talking about his books that he's published tonight. He's also going to talk about our personal year number. So that way, he'll tell you how to find your personal year number, and he'll be explaining that. And he'll also be talking some about dreams. If you have a dream that you would like to talk to him about that's keep over and over again, then you need to know what it is if you haven't figured it out. And if you want to check out his website, www.innerlight.org, there is a lot of information on there, and we're going to let him explain a lot of things that's there. I'm going to bring Charles in right now. Here we go. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Good to have you here this evening.
Pardon?
I said it's good to have you on the show this evening.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what would you like to share with us?
Well, should we start talking? okay, I'm turning the motor on, and you can call me Motor Mouth. So I think we're going to talk about numerology and dreams. So maybe the listeners, they have a choice, or they could have both, as long as, you know, I mean, they don't want to take the whole program up. But I think numerology is a very exacting science, because everything is based on numbers in the universe, every single thing. And we have our numbers. We all have numbers. Well, before coming into this life, we worked with our guidance for 108 years. I don't know if that's Earth time or over there time, but it was a long time, and no life is a whim. So that we chose what we wanted to do. Now, you may have chosen a very negative life. That's okay, because we've all had in some lifetime or other a very negative life. Maybe we've had several, but we've also had very positive lives, and we've had everything in the middle. I think most people are in the middle somewhere. Some days it's good, some days are good, some days are bad, whatever. You know, you may have chosen to be a beggar, or you may have chosen to be royalty, or you may have been chosen, it's whatever it is, you've probably not ever done it before, and you want to experience it. We want to experience everything within 23 lifetimes on this earth. Why is it 23? Well, 23 is a 5, 5 is change, and so once the 23 is over, the 23rd lifetime, we can go on to other greener pastures. And I'm not sure exactly what might happen, as I have not been on the other side, but I've had close calls, and I've had calls where, you know, I was given the option of leaving Earth for another, you know, another environment. And I remember saying, well, I think I'll pass on this particular at this particular time, feeling I still had a lot of stuff to do here. So the basis of numerology is that you have five numbers. You have four that are your numbers, and you have an extra one every year. And if your callers would like to, you know, give me the birth month and birth day, I can tell them what they're doing this year anyway, and next year. As regards dreams, dreams reflect our waking life. They're designed to give us guidance, to tell us what we need to know, but we have to be on the lookout for the, you know, the clues. We have to know what the what they mean. Sometimes they're abstract, and not to belabor a point, but I am the publisher of a book that was written by my late wife, Betty Bethards, which is the most famous book on dream analysis. It's called The Dream Book. And in it is a glossary that tells people what, you know, what they're dreaming. You can stick it, you know, into the hopper, so to speak, and turn the pages, and you'll find what you were dreaming, what it was you were dreaming about. So there you go. So I don't know if do you have a caller at this point, particular moment.
Yes, we do. Let me bring someone in. I'm gonna bring Ivatar. Just a moment. Here she comes.
Okay.
Pam?
Hi.
Pam,
yes?
Before we bring Ivatar, well, you brought her in, but I spoke with Steve, and he said that he was having trouble getting on in the chat room, which is why he called in. So I've got a couple of callers lined up, so I'm going to sign off and sign back in and see if I can get the chat room up and going. Okay.
Well, I just let me look at the chat room real quick. Hold on 1 second, Charles. Let me see.
Sure.
Well, I have got one guest in there so far myself. That's all. I don't know what's going on there. Hey, Mercury's retrograde, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you want me to not worry about it then?
Don't worry
no matter what. Don't worry about it. Let's go on and let's talk to Ivatar. Ivatar.
Okay.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Happy 2015 to both of you. Hello.
Hello. And what's
Hello.
Your question?
Yeah, you know, well, I heard him say that if, you know, if we give our birthday, he could kind of give us, fill us in for this year and next year, what may be coming up for me. My birthday
yeah, sure.
is 5, 5'8". You need the year too, or just the month and date?
Well, what is your birth month and birth day? I mean, birth
five,
month
eight.
And birth. Yeah, 5'8". Okay, 5'8".
Yes.
Okay, so you were May 8th, and let's see. I'm just going to figure this out. Okay, so you're in a 2 year, and 2 is a balanced number. It's the number of left brain, right brain, work, play, masculine, assertive, feminine, creative. So it's a division of those features. And in this year, which will go on until a month before your birthday, at which time you'll go into a 6 year. You'll be going into a 6 year. No, wait. You'll be going into a 3 year.
Yeah,
sorry, a 3 year.
Okay.
Again, it's a balanced number. But I'll explain. You know that the two is saying, you know, you have to everything in its balance. Everything is balanced. If you're working too much, which I think you might be. Would that be true?
When you say working, you mean on a job?
Yeah, uh-huh, or anything.
Well, I've been doing a lot of work on myself. 2014, I did a lot of work.
Okay,
a lot of inner work.
Basically, that's great, but I'm thinking, are you working also, you know, in some project?
No, but I have several
okay.
projects that I have in mind, but I haven't started.
Okay. All right. So are you doing anything in the sort of like vacation or, you know, getting away, doing enjoyable things?
Well, I plan to do some traveling sometime this year.
Uh-huh. Okay. But
yeah,
have you been doing that this year or all along or?
I went on vacation last year,
mm-hmm.
but I had made it a point this year to be more sociable and going out to more events and things of that sort. I got a lot of things lined up. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, it sounds like, you know, you are kind of revamping, am I right? You're revamping your life, basically?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's a new beginnings.
Oh, that's
new
wonderful.
Everything.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like you're having much difficulty doing that. And you're enjoying yourself?
Not as much as I'd like to. I'm enjoying myself, but
Is there a money concern, sort of financial concern?
No.
Okay, so that is, you know, a lot of people have that, and you know, so what you're basically doing is playing more.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm getting from your guidance is that you might also want to temper that with something that is not just play, but something for your future, some kind of maybe work situation or. You know, project, something, you know, something a little bit constructive in that sense.
Well, I'm working on a book that I'm writing and hopefully
okay.
have it published.
All
this
right.
year.
Okay, that's work. it's really a 50-50 proposition. It really has to do with working and playing sort of 50% of working 50% of the time. Playing 50% of the time. And if you feel that you're maybe doing that, then you're right on target.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're writing a book, of course, that takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, and I think working on yourself, that's a lot of work too. And,
sure,
you know,
it is. It really is, yes.
That's a lot of dedication and a lot of work.
Right. Okay, well, you sound like you've got it handled.
Okay, then.
Okay, well, thanks so much. I hope I've answered your question.
Okay, you're welcome.
Couple more callers on the line. Let me bring Tan in from Washington. Not me, another Tan. Just a moment.
Hello?
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hello.
Excuse me. Hello. It's Pam.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. My name is Pam, and I'm wanting to know my numbers.
Okay, tell me your date, your month and day of birth.
June 4th.
Okay, so. 11, 6, 10, 17, 10, 17. Oh, okay, you're in an 8-year. That's pretty good.
All right.
An eight year is a year that is very desirable because it's money, power, and prestige. Have you found since around last May that your financial life has improved?
Yes, very much, yes.
You're in a very good place because it's Now, did you have a friend that you trusted a lot and you saw some things that you were not too thrilled about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a year also for cosmic consciousness. It's like knowing what's going on around. You're noticing things more, this year because you have this extra sensory situation going on, which is really good. So it's
good.
A nice year.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the year, but I think you're absolutely right about being more aware of things.
Yes. This is what will happen this year. And then next year, so you're going into a 9, which is completion. So that's a very good year to finish up projects, revamp. I used that word before with the other person. Look into what will make you happier. Your only goal, your only job on this planet is to be happy, to know yourself, and to love yourself and be happy. That's all. It's very simple.
Yeah, very simple. Which we make it very difficult.
Well, no. Say it's easy and effortless. Don't ever go into the being. Yeah, it's easy and effortless. Try to stay away from labeling it as difficult, because if you do, it will be difficult.
No, it's easy and
effortless.
Who
needs that?
No, nobody needs that. Thank
no.
you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, Charles, how do you figure out the personal year number? Can we do that ourselves?
I add them together and I add the, like if it's 2015, well, okay, these people have not yet had their birthdays in 2015. So they have a 7. They're only 2014 is a 7. 2015 will be an 8. So you just add that. It's real simple.
You have
to know what the numbers mean. You just can't,
right.
So you find out. But
if we have a book on numerology and we want to look for our personal year,
well,
we just
the dream book has on page 43, it has all the whole stuff about numerology and what the numbers mean.
Okay.
So I suggest all your listeners go right out to any store or go to Amazon or call us and order this book immediately.
Well,
I'm not beating around the bush, obviously.
But, Charles, I'm telling you, and I will tell everybody, The Dream Book by Betty Bethard, your late wife, that's the best dream book ever. It is so metaphysical, and each time I read it, it is so right on, it just blows me away. So
it does.
It is
an incredible book. It's been out for a number of years. It's the most loved book on dream analysis because it's not scary. Some dream books that are out there, you'll ask a question, they'll tell you very sinister. You'll look up something and say something really sinister, scare you. Betty was a great channel. She was a mystic. The difference between mystic and psychic is that mystics work on each other. You know, so the lady who just called earlier, I think it was Pam, who's working on herself, that's a very mystical thing to do. And it will increase your intuitive powers if you're working on yourself. So Betty was a mystic. I'm hoping that I may be in that category.
I think you are,
Pam. I think, Pam, you are in a mystic area.
Yes. Well, good. I didn't know that. That's good to know. Thank you for sharing that.
It is, because we have, because everybody is psychic. Everybody has the psychic abilities. But, okay, so what? You know? So we're psychic, so big deal. But if you're not working on yourself, if you're not trying to be more conscious and understand why you're here and what's going on with your life and how to get rid of worry and how to move ahead and how to love yourself and how to give up bitterness and anger and all those useless things. This is what it's all about, you know. And the dreams are there to show you, to help you, to move you into new areas of consciousness.
Well, give them the website again and how
okay.
they can reach.
Well,
you.
We're at innerlight, innerlight.org, innerlight.org. And our telephone number is, shall I give that, Pam?
Yes, anything you want.
Okay, it's 707-769-9808. And what we do is I do readings. I do numerology readings, and I'm a channel. And people get a lot from these readings. I've been doing it for quite a long time, and I'll tell you how I finally arrived at. I always knew this, but I was in a bank with my wife Betty, and we were talking to a woman named Mrs. Johnson. And all of a sudden, I interrupted her. She was giving us a sort of a talk on something. And I interrupted her, and I said, well, who do you think you are, Miss Screebel? And I didn't know why I said that. And Betty looked at me, and Mrs. Johnson certainly looked at me. And I have no idea why I said it. But Mrs. Johnson said, how could you possibly know my maiden name, Screebel? And that was kind of like, rather a very decisive moment in my life. And lots of other things like that were happening. That's when it sticks out. And so that's the kind of thing that I do. And when people call me for readings, I go into their you know, what's going on with them and give them help. That comes from their guidance. Their guidance talks through me. I don't hear anything, but it's like, as I said before, I'm sort of motor mouth. It comes right out of my mouth, and it shocks me. I'm in the audience too. I mean, I can't believe that what I've just said. You know, so it's a very interesting thing. I think what it is that somewhere along the line, my intuitive skills got honed. And I'm able to do this. Now, it's true for anybody. Especially old souls, because we're here in our last lifetime, and we want to be able to benefit the most and help others the most. And the way to do that is by developing your intuitive powers. And so the books of Betty Bethard's and my books do help you with that. I'm also the author of Don't Let Your Kids Kill You. This is a guide for parents of drug and alcohol addicted children, and it's the only book on the market that focuses on the parent and their pain and their emotional and financial and all the other kind of elements that go into having a child on drugs. You know, or anybody else in your life. If somebody else in your life is really hurting you through their actions and you're feeling miserable all the time, this book is good for them too. They don't have to have children, but it's the most popular book for people who do have children. That is one of the most heartbreaking experiences anybody can have. And I imagine that there are people in your audience who are hearing this, and maybe this will give them some feeling of, you know, I need some relief. Well, this book will give it to you. It's helped thousands of people. So that's the end of my spiel on that one.
All right.
Where would we like to go from here?
Well, I've got a couple more people online that would like to talk to you. Let me bring Christy in from Montana. Hold on a second.
Okay. Sure.
Hello.
Well,
that's exactly what I was going to be asking, is where am I going from here? I'd like to know what this year's looking like for me, or what it is that I need to be more focusing on that I can work with my
family. Okay, tell me your day, your month, and your day of birth.
8/16.
Okay, so it's 24 and 7 is 31. You're in a 4-year. Are you in a new relationship?
Work-wise.
Oh, but I mean a one-to-one personal relationship.
No, not a personal one, no.
Okay, is this somebody that you have your eye on, or are you married?
I am not married. There is currently no one I've had my eye on at all that I can sit there and say I'm really interested in. It just kind of feels like something like that should be happening, though.
Oh, so you do have your eye on somebody?
No, I actually don't.
Oh, you don't. Okay. Well, during this year, you may want to be aware that this can happen. Maybe it'll be a big surprise or so on. But you're not putting the vibe out, by the way. You're not putting a vibe out saying, you know, that you are interested in a relationship. I don't know if you are or not. Maybe you're not. Are you?
Well, I am now. Last year was a rough year. I had gone through a lot of work changes and just trying to decide where that was for me last year. So last year, not so much. This year, I'm thinking things are finally starting to settle down. I got a good direction. So I'm thinking this year, yeah, I should be. I'm thinking that's definitely where I want to be moving into.
Sure. And you know, you work too hard. Just too hard. You know, it's not balanced. You're working too hard.
It's funny because my new field that I went into is like I had to start out with part-time work, and I've had to do other jobs to survive, to make the
yes.
It just moved me up into more hours, but it's still not enough to live on. And
well, let me just
I'm
say this, because I think it's really true, and it's coming through your guidance, is that you're feeling that there's not enough, you know, prosperity for you on this earth. And that has to change, because then the doors are going to open, and there'll be much more. It's going to be easier to make a living and do the things you want. But when we have this fear that, gee, you know, this is difficult, I don't have enough money, or da da da, you have to put some faith into it and say, well, you know, I have everything I need. Because anyone living in this country, and I'm talking about even the most down and out people, we're all better off than anyone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I just came from Cuba, and I can tell you, we're better off than anyone. I mean, I've been around the world a lot, and even the civilized countries, you know, even England or France or whatever, we are so much better off than them because we live here. So we have to be grateful for that, and you know, and take your opportunities when you can. You know, but have faith that you're in a very good place.
Thanks. You know, I know it's. I just came from a job that I didn't like as much, but was making really good money to putting new breath back into an old dream and getting that up and running, which. I really am very fortunate that I've been able to do that and make that work for me. But it's just starting over. It's just that beginning and that shock. You know, when you're older, it's kind of like tough to be down at the bottom and move your way back up through the top and stuff. So,
well, congratulations for taking that risk. You know, Most people will not take a risk like that. You have, and it will work out. I'm getting from your guidance that what they want you to do is to relax more, play more, and take your mind off any kind of worries more.
Okay. That's good.
And then you will find that you are getting what you want.
Thanks. I thank you so much. I really did need to hear that because I really feel like I just haven't been doing enough.
And there's not enough people that are backing you up. I mean, you don't have a big support group.
No, not really.
No. So your guidance is your support group. Rely upon them. You have three guides that walk with you at all times and a guardian angel. And if you want to know who they are, if you want to know their names, sit down quietly and just, you know, take a couple of deep breaths and then to the first three names that cross your mind will be your guidance. A friend did this recently, and she said, "My guidance name is Harry." I said, "No, it's Hari." your guidance loves you more than you could ever imagine, and they are so proud of you because you have made you've made a statement in the universe that you want something better. And you're striving for it. You left something that was kind of secure, right?
Oh yeah, well, until I got laid off. It was pretty secure though, and it was really good money.
Yeah, and you're striving for something that's better.
Yeah.
So there, you know, your guidance is very, very thrilled with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate that. You guys have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Charles, that was great. You know, people need to hear what you're sharing. We all need to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
We do. We all do. We need, you know, but if we don't have those people backing us up, we don't have people who have our back, then we have to have our back. And we can, and our guidance loves us more than we can ever, ever know. More than we could ever love ourselves or love anyone else. They're there for us all the time, and they're not codependent. They let us fall on our face because that's the only way we're going to learn. You know, if they were there to, you know, to always pick us up and dust us off and, you know, well, we wouldn't really learn anything. And sometimes you have to go through the dark places in order to come out and say, okay, well, now, you know, I'm going to do this differently. And that's what really teaches us. And also, a lot of your listeners are old souls, last lifetime, and so they need to be aware that they're going to have to learn more than maybe other people in order to leave here and not have to come back again. Doubtful they'll have to come back again, but there's always that risk that people will, you know, will not fulfill what they came in to do. I think that it's very rare an old soul will fail in any way. Well, you can't fail anyway. So you come back. So okay, so what? You know, but I don't think people in their last lifetimes usually come back. We have to go through more stuff. You know, we're more conscious. We're more like the woman who said that she's working on herself. Those of us who are working on ourselves are right on cue for that. It's not like we're better than others. It's just that we are in our last lifetimes. We have weathered all the other lifetimes and things we've done in some of those lifetimes. Forget it. You wouldn't want to know. I mean, they're totally horrendous in many cases. But that's okay because we all have to have experienced the worst and the best in any lifetime. So we've had great lifetimes, and we've had, you know, lifetimes where we were like Saddam Hussein, you know, and creating just terrible, terrible times for others and ourselves. But it's okay. We've also been like Mother Teresa in some lifetimes. We've also, you know, we've been rich, we've been poor, we've been whatever. And so whatever it is in a lifetime, we have to you know, benefit by. But when you're a young soul and you don't have the consciousness, it's harder. And so we've all been there. We've all been there, and we don't have to go back. We don't have to suffer all that stuff again. We've graduated from all that. But we have, in the last lifetime, we have a number of tasks and extra tests. We're surrounded by a lot of people who are young souls who give us a lot of misery, and we have to learn how to detach. We have to learn how to let them be who they are. My motto is, let people be who they are, and then ignore the hell out of them. Don't drag their stuff around with you. They're not even aware that they've even created it, you know? And we did the same thing, so we can't judge anyone. We've also done that. We've done it a lot in our lifetimes. So we have to be very, very conscious of the fact that it's other people's turns to do it, and let them do it, you know? Let them, because we want to get out of here. As Betty, my wife, said, get me out of here alive. She said, I'm not coming back with anyone. And I asked her in a lecture one time, I said, not even me? And she said, not even you, honey. Well, the lecture had about 200 people. You can imagine. 400 eyes turning around and looking at you. I was in the back. It was a little bit embarrassing. I think I said to her, couldn't you have just said, oh, well, I'd like to, or something. But, you know, no. Not even you, honey.
Oh,
I can laugh at it now.
Yeah. As I can always famous old saying is that we're all alone in this together.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Well,
do we have more callers?
Yes, we do. I'm going to bring Jacqueline in. She's from Washington. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know what you see for me as far as romance and finance. I think I've done a lot of work on myself. I heard you talking about that. And I've been through a number of changes, and I'm hoping I'm an old soul.
Yeah,
but,
you are, honey.
Oh,
you are.
Okay.
So what is your month and day of birth? What is your month and day of birth?
November 8th.
Okay, so this is 19. Okay, and 7. So 15, 25, 26. Oh, you're in an 8-year. We had mentioned an 8-year before, I think. 8 is money, power, and prestige. You are a very fair person. In your jobs, you have been very fair, and you've also been punished for being so fair. like no good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly.
You know, kind of thing. Yeah. And so your guidance is saying that you have to watch that. Because people don't understand. They don't understand your goodness. You're a very good person. That sounds sort of sickly, me saying, being, you know, like you're a very good person. But you are. You have a lot of integrity, and you're someone who will never be anything but who you are. I dare to be you. But sometimes you're too much who you are. So your guidance is saying, so you want to know about romance and stuff. Well, you do put out the vibe. I mean, you are striving for a good relationship. And did you just get over a bad one recently?
No, not well. No. Well, I don't know. I say I don't know because.
Well, if you don't know, who knows?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I guess, you know, sometimes you don't want to call things what it really is. And
But your last one, say, your last one, was that kind of difficult or?
Yeah, well, that was one of those long-term off and on kind
of
things.
Yeah, commitment. You weren't given the commitment. Stuff.
Exactly, and
yeah.
Not really seeing that and still trying to not so much hold on, but pretending like it's not really that big of a deal, and obviously it is if you keep going back.
Yeah. So what you want to do, I mean, this is a year for I mean, if you want to do something, because you asked about finances, didn't you? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think you did. This is a year, this is a very good year for you to you know, have faith. It takes a lot of faith. And to branch out financially, I don't mean take, you know, big risks in the stock market or anything, but just say on a daily basis that you have lots of abundance, that you're safe in that area,
because
mm-hmm. You don't feel especially safe right now in that area of finances.
No.
And I think your job is not commensurate with your talents, so you may want to be looking for something else that, you know. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, actually, I'm currently full time student in school. I went back after my children finished their college education to finish my master's. But the thing about it, I've just accepted 2 part time jobs, and no, it's not. It's just to, you know, keep some money coming in. But I do have some other things that I've been, you know, putting off doing that I do appreciate doing and love to do, as far as aromatherapy and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to branch out there along with working, you know. So it's my plate is full, but I'm hoping that things will work out that way. But yeah, the
I think you know, the aromatherapy thing is sounds interesting. I think that you may want to look more into that, and anything that is in the spiritual area it will be very helpful to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what you're taking in school. I think it's a business or something.
Well, no, actually, it's a social work.
I guess the reason they said business is because it might be a good idea to even take a few business courses.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Great. Because what I did want to do with that is start my own business. You know, I was a massage therapist for a long time, and I love the relaxation, you know, the aromatherapy, the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I could, like, pull that social work degree into counseling or something in a relaxation spa-like setting. So maybe that's what they're talking about, the business part.
People who do that, you know, are like hairdressers. You know, they hear all the problems. They're sort of psychiatrists.
Right, yeah.
Barbers, you know, same thing. Every time I go get my hair cut by a hairdresser, you know, they hear my whole story, my life and everything. And they go, and they hear it with everybody. So it is a talent to be able to, you know, do that. And you've got that talent, but you may want to parlay it into something more financially stable, you know, where you are actually, where the people know they are going to get some good advice and counseling. And let it come through you. Let it just freely come through you, which I think you do anyway. You allow the thoughts and the information to filter through you, and then you can pass it on to others.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I thought that training, you know, but now I see what you're saying. Take the training, but still be pretty natural with it, you know, not...
Right. Yes, be absolutely...
Textbook.
Yeah, be who you are. Never go away from that.
Okay, well, thank you.
I don't think you'd know how anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, do you see the romance thing coming through?
Yeah, because your vibe is out there. You are, you know, you're showing you're interested, but I would join some hiking clubs and some, you know. Do you have a dog?
No, I'm actually fearful.
Oh, fearful dogs. Okay, or a cat or something. I don't know. I mean, people who have pets, they often meet people, and you know.
Oh, I mean,
whatever it takes, you know, if you're
right,
interested in racing cars, join a race car racing club or.
Oh, now that sounds exciting.
Yeah, right, yeah. Whatever strikes you, whatever your interests are, you know,
mm-hmm.
go for it and look for the person who is also interested in that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
All right. You all have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, we've got a couple more people. Do you want me to bring the next one in? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to bring in Jane from Canada.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joan.
Jane.
Actually, it's Jane.
Pardon?
It's Jane.
Yeah, oh, Jane. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your question?
I'm having some challenges with my daughter.
You're having what with your daughter?
Challenges with my daughter, my adult.
Oh, challenges. Is she doing marijuana?
Well, she's doing lots of stuff, I'd say.
Yeah, that's the reason. What you have to do, first of all, you have to get my book, Don't Let Your Kids Kill You. You have to get that book. It's going to save your life. Why suffer? The points in the book will save you from endless torture, okay? So
mm-hmm.
get the book, Don't Let Your Kids Kill You. But, you're very involved with your daughter, and suddenly she became kind of a monster. I hate to say that, but it's the truth, right?
Yeah, it's been going on for some time. She hasn't lived at home with me for a long time.
Yeah. So she's got to live her whole life. Let her live her life. You have to live your life, and you want to be happy. You don't want to be stuck with this morbid sort of person who's doing all her life lessons. Let her do her life's lessons. But you cannot be so involved that your life is taken over. You cannot. It's not allowed. Forget it. And that's what you've allowed. So it's not unusual. It's not unusual. But you are very much tied into her. Your astrological charts would show that there is a real intertwining there. And you are like a lot of parents in this time on Earth, who are suffering the choices made by the children. She loves you dearly, but she can't show it, and she doesn't love herself. I mean, when I say she loves you, she really can't love you. It's a strange thing. She loves you, but she can't love you because she doesn't love herself. But let me put it this way. She trusts you. You know, she knows that you're not going to walk out on her. Let me put it that way. But she doesn't love herself, and she can't love somebody else, and she can't be sort of gentle with you. You know, you've got to suffer too. You've got to suffer. It's too bad. You know, that's her vision. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're
mm-hmm.
her mother. She blames you for all sorts of stuff, and parents get it in the neck. I mean, it used to be where parents were revered, they were respected, they were, you know, their children loved them. They, you know, forget it for today. I mean, children are they're violent. It has to do with drugs. A lot of it has to do with drugs.
Sure.
And so you need to. You know, get my book.
Yeah.
If anybody
well,
needs to get it, you need to get it, believe me. And it's going to save your life. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, she's moving
out. Don't let your kids kill you. Don't let your kids kill you. Don't let them take over your life. You didn't have your children. You didn't have these children, a child to destroy your happiness. You had the child to enhance your happiness. The fact that she's not doing that is, something that you never in a million years thought that would happen. Because when she was younger, she was an adorable child.
Yep. Yep.
She was headstrong, though. But she was an adorable child, and, you know, and you were close. And then all of a sudden, she becomes this other person. And that, again, has to do with the drug stuff going on.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. And also go to Al-Anon. Go to Al-Anon.
Well,
that's
quite
where
frank.
You can be with like minds. People are all going through the same thing in those rooms.
Yeah, well, I'm to the point, she's an adult. I don't want to spend any more time on it. I want to get on with my own life. I want to just, like,
I know, done. But this will help you. This will help you get on with it because you need help. I'm sorry, but you need help. You need to be with people who understand you, what you're going through, and that way you can more easily get on with your own life.
Yeah, well, I think I'm getting on with my own life. I just, she's moving out at the end of the week, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, but, you know, your imagination and your worry wart stuff is will, you know, can be very much in. She'll be, oh, by the way, she'll be fine. You don't have to worry. She'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, she always is. She's always managed to. I mean, there's nothing I can do anymore anyhow, whatever she chooses to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but you know, you don't believe that all the time. That's the problem.
Well, I do when she's not here in my space. I find it harder. She moved home.
Yes,
like
she's, yes.
A
absolutely.
Couple of months ago, she moved home. Other than that, I was like, you know, I mean, she's had all her chances.
Yeah, you're so right that when you say that when she's not in your face, you can be much more peaceful. Have much,
yeah.
Much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, but your imagination does sort of take over a lot of the time. And you think, oh, this, you know, I mean, there's a certain amount of guilt going on and all this stuff. You don't need it, but you need help. You need others to you know, to get the feedback and to be able to talk with them. And so that's why I suggest Al-Anon for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, wow. I really don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
Okay, well, do what
like
you
I
want.
Have.
I'm telling you, you must do what you feel, but I'm telling you that will help.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we have a few more callers.
Yes, we do. Well, thank
okay,
you,
well,
Jane, for calling
we want to make
in.
Sure we get them in.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hope it
thank
helps.
You.
Yeah.
All right. That was great.
Okay.
I'm glad
ready when you are.
Her. It will help other people. Okay, I'm going to bring Steve in. He's from Washington.
Is
hey,
that
Charles,
Susan,
how you doing?
You say?
It's Steve.
Did you say Susan?
Steve.
No, Steve.
I'm sorry? Oh, Steve. Yeah, well, that's a big change from Susan. So how are you, Steve? Nice to have a man on the show.
Well, you know, I had to represent that part of the population, so.
Thank you.
Hey, great
thank
talk
you.
Today.
Because, you know, women are so much more conscious than men, so it's nice that you're on. Thank you.
Yeah. So two things. Birthday is 3/7, March 7th. And if
okay,
you got
March
time,
7th. Okay,
I'd like to hear and I'd
okay,
like to hear
me,
a little bit more about
first.
Your getting.
Okay,
okay
3,
sure.
7, 7, okay, so 10, 17. Oh, you're in an 8-year, too. You're the third person on our show who's in an 8-year.
How about that?
So that's a very good year for money, power, prestige, fairness toward others. You know, do you has this been a good year since March? Financially?
Well, you mean 2015? Well, you know.
Yeah, no. Since March of 2014. You haven't got to March of 2015 yet.
You know, money just keeps coming. Not as much as I want, but, you know, it just,
it's
when
enough,
I ask for it,
though.
It usually comes.
Yeah, it's enough. Yeah. We don't have to be greedy. I mean, you know, Well, you're not, but anyway, yeah. So that's so you know, by March of 2015, you will not be in that space anyway. You'll be in a 9-year, and a 9-year is completion. You'll have I'm not sure what you'll be completing, but I think it has something to do with the relationship.
Okay. That's cool.
Are you in a relationship that needs tweaking or?
No, just starting one.
Pardon?
Just starting one, about 6 months old.
Okay, and it's going well?
Yeah.
Going okay, great. Good. Yeah, because relationships are the hardest thing we have to get through. You know?
They are. Boy, it's,
and we change every 7 years. So every 7 years, we're not the same person we were when we met or married or any of that stuff. We are different people at that point. And people don't understand that. They don't understand that that's what happens. So, you know, they somehow can't adjust to that, all those changes. But every 7 years, every cell in the body, all our behaviors, beliefs, they change. And we become different people. And so you've been in this relationship for 6 months, so it's still sort of the honeymoon stage of a relationship.
Yeah.
Where you're being very nice to each other, very polite, very this, you know. I hope that stays that way.
Oh, yeah. I think it will.
Yeah, and you wanted to talk about something else, as I recall.
Yeah. I want you to tell me about your book. I'll get right back to you and others. Annoying.
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
It's a pretty funny book.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, that book is – have you read it?
No.
Oh, okay. You can get it through me or you can get it through Amazon. I'll get right back to you and other annoyances. It's about 42 – rather annoying is instances that are annoying, such as waking up in the middle of a colonoscopy and being told the pain is in your head, not somewhere else. Going out on a date, you know, and you're the man, and the waiter keeps bringing the woman, you know, the bill, gives the woman the bill, you know, like you're invisible. And then starts making out with your date, kind of thing. There are a lot of different instances that are really annoying. I mean, tailgaters, you know, they can be annoying. But it's a very humorous book, and one of the stories has to do with when you're divorcing, how, you know, then you find that the people that were your friends are now in the other camp. You know, they're supporting the other person, and you're considered like a vile insect, and so that's really very annoying, to say the least. And so what I say at the end of that chapter, well, I won't tell you because I want you to read it. But there's a lot of humor in the book, a lot of humor.
I'll
and you
do
can
that.
Get it through me, through you know, if you want to call me at the telephone number I gave, 707-769-9808. We send them out all the time.
Okay. Well, thanks, Charles.
Yeah.
I appreciate
or
it.
Amazon.
Okay.
Or, you know,
great.
a bookstore. Thank you so much for asking about it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Charles, for a great evening. I know you shared some wonderful things with people that will help them along their path. And we love having you on the show. And, you know, I'm going to get you back soon.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show with you, Pam.
Well.
And you do great work. And I'm really, really, you know, it's really wonderful to be on the show with you.
Thank you. Okay. Annie, did you have something you wanted to say or ask before we get off tonight?
Me?
Yes.
Well,
yes, Charles.
I think, you know, be happy, damn it. I saw a woman in New York. She was standing on the corner, and she had a big orange handbag, and on it it said, "Be happy, damn it." And I think that, you know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to love ourselves, know ourselves, and you know, why so many people suffer for their whole lives. Oh, it's terrible. And they don't want to get out of it. They want to just be that way. Okay, fine, let them be that way. But don't you be that way.
Well, Charles, tell me real fast, my birthday's 7/7. What do you
think? Oh, 7/7? Okay. 7/7. Okay. Let me just do this real fast. That's 14, 21. You're in a 3 year. Three. That's a balanced number of the body, mind, and spirit. Okay?
Okay.
So it's saying that you want to divide those into a pie, like three slices of a pie, three ways, and devote time to each one of them, but not overly to any one of them. You want to split it up. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like some great advice.
Yes.
And I definitely need to work on all of that. So.
Yeah, well, you know, you are a being of extra sensory perception, and you have a lot going on, and you're doing great.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for being on the show.
You're
welcome. What a great tonight.
Well, it's been a pleasure being on with you, and I look forward to the next time.
Okay, until then, everyone have a great week.
Yes, have a great week.
Yes. Thank everyone for calling in, and we will see you next Monday at 4:30, that's Pacific Coast time, and 6:30 Central Standard Time. Good evening.
Well, hang on. Here we go.